very spiritual, so that's important to us. And we asked some questions on the spiritual side, natural side, and it all lined up. And we were very impressed with him. We went to the planting day, got to meet him and his daughters, and we were able to work with them for several hours planting plants and just seeing the vision of what they were doing up there. So, and I guess, long story short, we are in support of this.
All right. Thank you for coming out. Staying on this side? All right.
Right here?
You.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Yep.
Been at work all day.
Good evening, guys. My name is Delson. I've been writing this for 2 days. It's really important to me. I'm a neighbor down the street. I also help maintain the property as a groundskeeper. From what I've seen firsthand with my own two hands, that's nothing but improvement. And restoring the land in a way it's thoughtful and unique to the area. Much of the work is being done and focused on agricultural, planting trees, improving the soil, and caring for the land in a way that respects the surrounding environment. As someone who lives nearby and spends time working on the property, I believe it's being developed with care and consideration for the community. My experience has been that the intention is to create something that fits the character of the area and ultimately becoming a positive addition to the neighborhood. Also, side note, I was thinking about just a little bit ago, it's a breath of fresh air to know that there's places out there that I can take my kids that involve camping, fishing, whatever, and there's no adult activities, there's no smoking, no, you know, it's a breath, especially with my two young ones.
All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sir?
My name's Mike Vickers, and I'm a neighbor. I live at the end of the road there, and I think what he's doing is a good thing, and I'm for it.
All right. Thank you for coming out. Sir?
I'm Luke Johnston, a Taney County resident and realtor. From what I've seen, this kind of use doesn't hurt nearby property values. If anything, it's neutral or even positive. It brings less traffic and disruption than a lot of other things that could go there. Justin has done a good job of keeping it in line with the rural feel in the area. From a market standpoint, I don't see any negative impact on surrounding homes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is R.C. Alexander. I live on Summerbrook, and we drive back and forth on Jefferson every day. And he's cleaned up the area alongside the road real well. We enjoy looking over there and seeing the improvements that he's made. The construction projects that he has going on is way back from the road. And with the leaves on the trees, you see very little of what's actually going on. It's set back from the road where it's not a disturbing thing at all. And me and my wife are very happy to see something constructive happening in that area, that piece of land, because it's a nice piece of land. So we're supported.
All right. Thank you. All right. You want to go?
Hi. My name is Jennifer Sundahl, and I'm a part of the Restorative team, and I live in the Branson area. And tonight you're getting to see sort of a kaleidoscope approach or perspective. And so I wanted to just give you one other different vantage point from the planting day yesterday. I experienced families coming together, some families that had never met each other, neighbors, some neighbors that had come to this meeting prior and came to this microphone in tears, in fear, and suddenly they were helping to, like, organize the group photo, you know? So the communication has been phenomenal in the outreach. And children of all ages were digging in the dirt, and they were listening and learning to Mr. Wiseman, who was brought in as, like, the lead for the arborist team. And this man was sharing stories of having planted in Tunisia, in India, and now we have the privilege of him standing and teaching children about how to plant properly, and even offered to come and consult with the neighbors for free if they needed a few tips, you know, like the heart of what's being brought in and the international quality of what is being brought to Branson, because they want to do the finest. They want to do the best for the kingdom of the Father. And so some of the kids were planting. Some of the kids were, you know, working alongside and moving the plants. My two daughters were puzzling out Latin terms, you know, on the plant tags. So there were no video games. There were no Branson shows going on. There was no cotton candy or food trucks going on. There was just this sense of purity, and cell phones were down and heads were up and eye contact was being made. And in our world right now, we need that more than ever. There was cooperation and determination and laughter, and it was just pure. And it seemed like it was like this initial postcard of all that's awaiting. And for the neighborhood, it's an opportunity to be supported and encouraged. We've all learned to live in a very isolated world, and I think that we've learned that loneliness can be familiar. And so, you know, it can be hard, and change can be so scary, but it can be different because the heart of Restore is relationships and community and rest and intentionality. So one of the unique offerings that will be available for some of the people that come to stay at the retreats is Ready For You Camping. It's a concept that I haven't really seen across the nation. But can you imagine a family showing up after working all week long, mom and dad, and they come to a campsite and it's completely ready for them? So one, that could be a beautiful blessing for a mom and dad, maybe a dad that doesn't know how to camp, that didn't have that luxury and that heritage brought to their life, or a single mom to show up and have it all ready for her to go and build memories and then pick up and go away and it's all taken down for them. So there'll be very unique, special things available. And each of you are in a special place tonight, and I know it's that you're not making the final decision, but a recommendation. But you're here because of your wisdom and your discernment. And I hope that what you've heard in support of Restore, that it would give you the empowerment to know that you have the propensity to make a decision and recommendation that could change the trajectory of lives. Not just the lives right now of the people that will come to Restore, but the future generations that might be somehow blessed in a way to change how they live their lives, and the memories and the restoration that could happen to broken families, and the encouragement for whole families that are intact. So I thank you for your time, and I just look forward to seeing the blessing this could be brought to the community, because I know that it's changed my life and my six children. So all thank right. you.
Thank you. Now it's
9:30.
What? 9:30, right? 9:30,
okay.
Is there anybody that wants to go first now? You've been here a long time. You want to go first?
Yeah, if I known this was going to be the last thing, I would have been a lot sooner. I was at the last meeting he had, and I just want to say
your name, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Jill Lundberg. I live at 134 Summerbrook Lane.
Okay.
And I had a couple of things I wanted to say. First, to start off with, I didn't find out about the meeting at the fire department until like a couple days before, and I couldn't go to it. And I never heard anything about the planning, the planting of the trees or whatever. So that would have been nice to participate in, but I didn't hear anything about that. And a couple things I wanted to say was, one, the RVs. I don't want those. They're big, wide. I'm sure that some of you have been down Jefferson, and that road just, it's not wide enough to have a car and an RV. So that's one thing I'd like to stop. The other thing is, there's nothing listed that says how many people are actually going to be at this thing. So I'd like to maybe have like a limit to the amount of people you can have there. Another thing I wanted to say was, there's on this sheet we got from them about the great traffic study results. It says, the traffic volume remains well below levels typically associated with commercial or event-based uses. Well, this is not a commercially or event-based use that we want there. That's what he was planning before. But this should be regular residential traffic. And, you know, if you're trying to compare something to something else that it should never be, you know, you're going to have traffic levels way below. But it should really be, the traffic levels really should be compared to residential stuff. The problem with the RVs is that Jefferson does not handle that. It's a small road that's wide enough for two cars. I can't imagine an RV going down and, you know, a car coming back up. There's not going to be room for it. And so that's my one of my biggest concerns, and also that he doesn't have a limit for the amount of people that he's going to be there, and I'd like to see that, to see a limit to the amount of people he has. And that was my concerns, my biggest concerns there. It seems he made a lot of changes to a lot of things, and some of them are okay, but the RVs and the amount of people I'd like to see addressed.
Okay, thank you. We'll just stay on this side. Next row, or next one signed up. Sir?
My name is, my name is David Jung. I live at 312 Jefferson Road. My wife Beth is here with me. We moved in to the area on Jefferson 33 years ago, and when we did, we had a big snowstorm, and Harold Hartzell, who we hadn't even met yet, came over and plowed our driveway. And I came from Southern California. That probably tells you a lot right there. To be able to come to an area like this and just enjoy the outdoors and have good neighbors. When I think of the land, I'll always think of it as the Hartzell Farm. They were just so good to us as neighbors and would do anything for us. Harold would do stuff for us, and when he got done helping us, he would thank us. And I'm thinking, something wrong with this picture, but that's just the way we were. And when Justin bought the property, he came over to our house and knocked on our door and told us he was our new neighbor. And he came into our house and sat down with us for probably a good hour and a half, and we had just a great conversation. He invited us to his home, and we spent a few hours at their home. And just everything that's going on there is very pleasing to us. I mean, that property could have been sold off and turned into a big subdivision. And I'm a builder, and we're just blessed to see what's going on there. And we're totally in favor of it. I'm not worried about traffic. I'm not worried about our property value going down. It's a blessing for us all the way around, and I think it will be for the neighborhood too. So.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Staying on this side, anyone signed up?
My name is Don Brazil.
I like your hat.
Thank you very much. You like C of O?
Good old C of O.
All right. The neighborhood I live in is Summerbrook Mill Creek neighborhood there. There's over 100 homes there. And just like the lady spoke a while ago, we can have a traffic problem now. Sometimes it's hard to even access that outer road. And if you're able to get on it and get on over to the light, if there's a line of traffic, it's hard to get a left turn signal and get on out because the light's geared for the F traffic, and it should be. But it's difficult, and so we do have some problems with traffic, and it's going to get worse with this. Now, one other thing nobody's mentioned. Before you had this first meeting on this thing, for about 2 months prior to that, they were over there working without a permit and doing things they shouldn't have done. And my question to you is, who's to say that if they're given a permit to go ahead and finalize this project and get it in operation, that a year or two down the road, that they won't slip in there and add all this other stuff that they had originally planned anyway? What could you do about it? What could you do about it if they did that? just think about it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on this side now. Do anybody in the first or second row signed up that wants to talk, or third row, fourth row, back? Anybody? Larry, you're right.